Is it on the bulletin?
On behalf of the congregation, we want to give you a little remembrance. Now, I know you'll never forget us, because your mind's just as sharp as a tack.
Your name is?
Whatever. But we've always enjoyed having you. For the second time, we're saying goodbye, and it's with a heavy heart. But we do want you to have just a little token of our joy at having you with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll open it downstairs. Thank you. I'll open these at the dinner. I should open them now. All right. I'm opening them now. Okay.
That's your epiphany, Todd.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. Well, thank you. I don't have one of those.
Well, you do now.
Yeah, see? Wishing you peace at Christmas, a baby, a manger, a bright shining star, a shepherd, an angel, three kings from afar. A Savior, a promise from heaven above, the story of Christmas is filled with God's love. With every carol, every prayer, and every celebration, may you feel God's love in a special way this Christmas. Have a wonderful Christmas and New Year. Happy retirement again in Christian love from all your friends at Elderton Presbyterian. Oh, that's nice. Be my epiphany socks. I haven't lost anything.
They're inscribed with Amazing Grace.
Oh, isn't that nice? Thank you. That's very nice. Thank you very much. Okay.
Well, you see, I don't ad-lib very well, so he had to open it because it's part of my speech. Material gifts are great, but hopefully you will say a little prayer for us each time that wind chimes and each time you wear your tie. We all know that these gifts will not last, though. They tarnish, they wear out. Sometimes they're not useful anymore. So today, since you're so loved by this church community, we no longer will have you for an interim, but you will forever be with us. And so today, it's my honor and privilege to present you one more item from the Alderton Presbyterian Church that demonstrates our love and appreciation, and that's the title of Emeritus. Don't cry, you'll make me cry. Emeritus titles are only given to those individuals in recognition of faithful service beyond retirement. Rick has certainly done that. He voluntarily came here to help us through a difficult time, and we want to thank him for his leadership and his guidance. Although, sorry, Rick, you're going to get cramps when you're writing all of your titles because we have to add Emeritus to the end. So it is my pleasure now to read to you the Emeritus Certificate. Whereas Reverend Dr. Richard Sweeney will be awarded Pastor Emeritus by friends and members of the Elderton Presbyterian Church on this, the 29th day of December, 2019. Whereas he was pastor of our church from 1991 to 2000, and whereas he retired from the ministry in 2014, but continued to be committed to serve God with tireless perseverance. Whereas Reverend Dr. Sweeney selflessly selflessly returned to Elderton Presbyterian Church as an interim, giving us hope and vision. Whereas he has blessed us, inspired us, and helped us to grow spiritually. Now, therefore, we members of the Elderton Presbyterian Church session, along with the congregation, do hereby deem it an honor and pleasure to extend the title of Pastor Emeritus to Reverend Dr. Sweeney, with sincere congratulations and best wishes for many more happy, productive years. We will always keep him in our prayers and cherish the years we shared.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't know what to say. Thank you. This is a time in the service when we share joys and concerns so that we can lift them up together before the Lord. And so I invite you now to share joys or concerns that are on your heart. Corey?
My dad and I had the opportunity to deliver some blankets to some shut-ins here this past week. And they're all great times that we had. But Edna Wells wanted me to express how much she appreciates the Elderton Church. And especially she wants the women to know she said hello.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah, I have a joy. I'd like to thank you for all that you've done for this church, but especially thankful that a lot of young boys in this church years ago turned in to be great fathers and great family men and great husbands, and thank you for that.
Prayers for Bryant Hain that runs the Corner Convenient. I just heard this morning that he has fungal meningitis in need of prayer. He's in ICU in Pittsburgh.
Ryan?
Bryant.
Bryant.
I'd just like to ask prayers for Kirsten. She's having some issues with pain that they haven't been able to diagnose, so hoping that maybe getting into a different doctor this week, we might get some answers.
Well, it is my great joy that we have five of our seven children with us this morning. Kate, of course, is in England, and our son Jason lives up in Northumberland. But we have, you remember them lining a pew and being very wiggly years ago, but we have them and their spouses with us, Jill Tweed Scott and her husband Jacob, and her sons Julius and Alexander. And we have Jennifer Tweed DeGennaro and her sons with us, Lucas and Vincent. And Vince, I think, is holding down the fort with a pup. We have Jill Sweeney back here with her husband, Kevin Essery, and our son, Delito, of course. And then we have, and his son, Josh, getting everybody here. And we have Hope Sweeney Bonner and James, Jimmy, her son, James, her husband, and Jimmy, her son, and Eve. So I'm really blessed that they're here with us this week, and appreciate all you did for us as a family while we were here. Okay.
And that's all the time we have.
I just want to thank everyone in the congregation. The last 3 weeks has been real trying for Beth and I. Thanks to you all. You've really been a blessing. You helped with Christmas, and it was a blessing. Thank you all.
I have a joy for the choir for this entire time. They have been the ones who have fed the pastor's spirit in worship, and I so much appreciate you. And for this wonderful congregation and your love and this gracious gift. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Creator God, we're thankful for the gift of the earth.